Nah, that's too hard. Let's just start. Let's go. Let's do this. Somebody call it out. Do we even call it out? Just call it out.
We don't do that.
Just call it out.
What do you think this is?
This is a PlayStation show.
No, it isn't.
Nació una estrella en Brooklyn, debes saber quién es. No hablo de Biggie Smalls, hablo del 23. Michael, Jeffrey Jordan, el rey le apodan. Sus Nikes vuelan, sálvese quien pueda si contra ti juega. Es cosa fina, se mueve por la cancha como plastilina. Empezó su carrera en North Carolina. Más tarde, fichado por los Bulls de Chicago. 14 temporadas, contemplando mago. Rookie del año, empezaba su leyenda. Joder cómo juega, quién es ese Menda. Es diferente al resto, Dios se disfrazó de jugador de baloncesto. Pregunta a Larry Bird, él lo flipaba. 63 puntos en su puta cara.
McLean, what was that all about? What was that all about?
That was awesome.
Translate that for me. What were they saying?
It was about Michael Jordan, how great he is.
No, you're not saying it right. That's not how they were saying it.
Michael Jordan? How did they say it?
Yeah, that was pretty close.
Wait a minute. Your name is Emilio.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Well, I speak it, but I speak it like probably you speak it. Let me hear you some Spanish, franchise.
I can't speak Spanish.
Come on. Just do something for the people. The people want this. I mean, they've been emailing me saying, when is franchise going to speak Espanol?
When franchise learns Espanol.
There you go. All right. So this is the TPS NFL. This is week whatever. Whatever. Let's talk about some sports first, okay? First sports is, let's see, what's the first sports? Ooh, did you see what the Cubs did? Oh my gosh.
They paid some guy a lot of money.
They are not going for the next World Series. They're not going for the one after that. They're going for the next 5 or 6 World Series. I can't wait till Lester comes up from the ground. Not one, not two. I've already warned Bourne. I've already warned him. The Cubs are going for it all for the next 5 or 6.
What did they do? Who did they sign?
John Lester, the greatest pitcher in MLB history. Like he is, think of, what is your top 5 pitchers, McLean?
Top 5?
Yeah, top 5.
Number 1 is, who's that guy with the beard?
The U, oh, the guy with
oh, the beard? Oh yeah, the U, no, U would be number okay, 1.
I was going to say, that's a...
yeah, U Darvish.
Okay, the U is number 1. Okay,
number 2, beard guy.
All right, beard guy, got him.
Wilson, right?
Yeah, Wilson.
Number 3, Sergio Romo. Is that his name?
Yep, Sergio Romo, okay. The closer.
The closer.
All right.
That's 3.
Yep.
Number 4.
Number 4.
Who's in Boston?
Oh.
Replacing that guy. I just left.
Oh, Porcello or
Porcello. There you go.
All right.
Porcello's number 4.
Number 5. Come on.
Number 5.
One more. Come on. What was the big guy when we would play MLB? I forgot his name.
Let me think. Cliff Lee. Cliff? Let's go Cliff Lee.
All right. Cliff Lee. So think about all those guys as one, and then that's John Lester. Okay?
I think if we combine them, like, you Darvish would be lowered in quality.
What? Wow.
Instead of like being, you're stacking them up, it's like you're tearing it down.
So we just take Yu Darvish's like haircut. Basically. Okay, so that's what the Cubs have been doing. They signed.
Doesn't this happen every season where one team signs a bunch of guys and then it's like, oh, they're going to win 10.
Yeah.
10 championships.
Well, that's how baseball works. It's just you spend a bunch of money.
And then they don't even make the playoffs.
You spend a bunch of money, and then you're like, oh, that didn't work. And then you trade everyone.
Yeah.
And then everyone just talks about, like, how this one guy or these couple guys have this ridiculous contract, and they can never play to what their contract is worth. Yeah. I mean, the Dodgers are kind of doing a little bit of that. But the Cubs are legit. Like, they're doing it for real. They're actually going for it, okay? They got the best.
The Rangers did it last year. They were the worst team in baseball.
Yeah, but they're bad. They're bad. They're the Rangers. Like, how
what are you talking about?
How can you lose the World Series like three times in one game? Really? Let's be honest. Okay.
That's impressive.
Three times in one, who else like, twice has done in that? One inning, basically. Wow. I'm pretty sure the Atlanta Braves did that a couple times.
Two best teams.
Wow. So the Cubs are making moves. They're the talk of the winter meetings in baseball. They have all the best prospects. They're signing all the top free agents. I was telling Boren on Twitter, this must be what 100 wins feels like. I get it now. I understand. This is what 100 wins feels like. This is what going to the World Series feels like. I'll see everyone in October, okay? Get your Cubbies hats now. Get your Cubbies jerseys now. Because come May, we're shutting the doors. Nobody's welcome.
They're not even the favorites, right?
No, of course not.
They're like fifth.
Nobody appreciates the Cubs.
Nobody likes the Cubs.
Everyone loves the Cubs. The Cubs are America's team. America roots for them. WGN. Everyone gets WGN, don't they?
Come on. What is that?
What do you mean, what's that?
What's WGN?
That's America's channel.
I get it on DirecTV, but I don't get it on Time Warner.
See? Time Warner's a bunch of haters.
They hate America?
Yeah, they hate America.
I like WGN. I can watch In the Heat of the Night on there.
Exactly. And the Cubbies.
It's America's favorite show.
All right, what else? Hockey. What's going on in hockey? We haven't talked hockey at all this season. I'm pretty sure that the Detroit Red Wings are winning every game.
How do I get to hockey?
That's a good question.
It's not on my ESPN tab.
I'm trying to find it. It's not on my ESPN tab.
Okay, I found it. Let me look at the standings.
All right. Where are the Red Wings? Break it down.
The Red Wings.
They're probably undefeated.
Are they in the East or West?
They're in the West. That makes sense, right?
They're in the East.
What?
Maybe this got shuffled or something.
This must have got shuffled because they were in the West. But okay, whatever.
They're in second place.
Oh yeah, that's
right. In the Atlantic.
Atlantic? What the?
Atlantic East.
What the? Isn't there a team in Chicago and a team in Minnesota and a team
There's only four divisions.
Really?
Yeah, and they have like eight teams. Eight teams per division.
What happened to hockey? Really weird. Like they ruined it basically.
Yeah, this is what turned me off. I used to be way into hockey.
And then they messed up the divisions?
Yeah.
Now you don't know what's what.
Yeah, I don't even know how amazing Dallas is. Because I can't tell.
There's no black people in hockey, so I can't watch it.
See,
and that one light-skinned guy, we don't know if he's 100% black or not.
He doesn't count.
Does he need to do a blood test or something?
He might be Cuban or something.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Dominican. He may not even be black. So don't, everyone's like, oh, there's a black guy that plays ball. No, I don't think so.
This is so screwed up. Two divisions per conference? Really? Why can't they do it like everyone else? Four teams per division. Or per whatever. Come on.
Like the NBA, they've got six?
This don't make no sense. I don't know. What the hell?
You know, we're supposed to get two more NBA teams?
Really?
Yep.
Detroit's going to get a second team? Ooh. Double D. That's what they're going to call it. Double D.
That's terrible. No, they're supposed to put one in, I think they're supposed to put another one in Florida and another one in
California, Los Angeles.
It was some odd place like
Seattle.
Mexico or
Chicago,
somewhere like that, some oddball state that
Atlanta.
Nobody
wants to. They should put one in Atlanta or put one in Jacksonville. They don't have a team.
Well, I think that's where they were going. One for Jacksonville, and then there was for I can't remember, like New Mexico or some crap.
Whatever.
Put them in Albuquerque, the Albuquerque ass rapers or something.
Did you guys hear Adrian Peterson is going to retire?
No.
I heard he's going to retire.
Is that true?
I'm just saying that he mulled retirement. What do you think that means?
Usually that means he's being a baby.
Yeah, that's true. That means he's being a baby.
Like, I didn't get in my way, so I'm going to retire.
Oh, I beat my kids, and they're not letting me play football.
Whoa.
What?
What you people what? Call beatings, us people call discipline in the ghetto.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Peterson,
if you can't hit your kid upside the head with a full can of Campbell's soup and get away with it.
Yeah, that's true.
That's crazy.
Like, yeah.
If you can't,
this is America.
If you can't grab a 2x4.
They should have broadcast that on WGN.
They should have Twitch streamed it. You should have a live cam on him.
They couldn't figure it out.
Twitch is hard. I give him that. I gotta respect that. So he's gonna retire. Bourne's gonna lose his keeper.
Is that his keeper?
He's gonna try to be.
Oh, don't make that mistake.
Don't make that mistake.
When you go outside and take a tree branch and beat your children with it, I mean,
yeah,
really, a tree branch? Who the hell is going to take a tree branch and beat their kid? Who the hell can swing a tree branch?
That's true. I'm surprised he didn't beat his kid with one of his other kids.
Two birds with one stone.
Exactly.
I'm surprised he didn't take his weight belt off and whip one of them with it. You know.
And then did the discount double check after that.
Or even swing his helmet and hit one in the head. I mean,
sometimes you gotta send a message.
Yeah. No discipline to children, they get out of hand.
Out of hand?
Out of hand.
Then guess what happens? They start getting into criminal activities.
And start beating children with tree branches.
Yeah, exactly. And then they cry about it and want to retire. Then they baby.
Terry Jones throws a lot of money at him.
Yeah. And then he becomes a cowboy that all of a sudden. Oh, yeah.
I can't wait.
And then he's going to be washed up.
Yeah. Oh, I can't wait either. So what is wrong with the Cowboys?
What do you mean?
They're broken right now.
They're back to winning.
They're back to broken. Like, when are they going to beat somebody? Like, seriously.
Everybody.
Everyone beats the Bears. Everyone. You know who they don't beat, though? The Eagles.
Game doesn't even count.
Sunday night, 8:30.
Why doesn't it count? I want to know this.
That's true.
Romo hadn't even practiced all week.
Practice?
He just went in there not ready to play.
Practice?
It was Thursday.
Wait a minute. That was when he went in and sacked himself four times?
Yeah, that's when he sacked himself four times.
33-10. Just reminder. A friendly reminder. 33-10. Eagles.
And then they're going to play in Philadelphia where it's going to be cold and there's a...
And Robo's going to cry and be like, I'm going to retire.
What are you talking about?
Well, Romo's never going to retire. He's going to have to get fired.
Let's fire him.
Anywhere.
Let's fire Romo.
Cowboys are going to win 33-10 this week.
No. Oh, my gosh. I'm calling it. No, they're not. Stop.
Put it on the
board. It might be a bigger blowout than that.
What?
Put it on the board.
Yeah, put it on the board.
They're properly rested, and they're playing on the road where they play better, because it's going to be packed with Cowboys fans.
That's true. They're undefeated on the road this year. All three of their losses have come at home.
Yeah, it sucks at home. They don't want to play there.
Yeah, four losses, sir.
Oh, all four at home.
I think one of those came away from home.
They need to actually play their cards right, because if they get home field advantage throughout the playoffs, boom.
Well, because the NFC is so loaded, at 9-4, they're out of the playoffs right now.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Wow. That's good, though. That's good for the Lions. Oh, my gosh. The Lions are so good. Did you see what they did to Tampa Bay?
No.
They exposed Tampa
Bay. Nobody should have seen that.
Oh, my gosh. They are so good. They're going to expose Minnesota. Oh, my gosh. They are so good. They're the team to beat.
They're going to expose Minnesota?
They are going to expose Minnesota.
What does that even mean?
They are going to expose them. Everyone thinks, well, how does Sam Martin have 2 pass attempts and 2 completions on the season? Isn't he the punter? He is the punter.
What? On Detroit?
Yes. He's 2 for 2 on the season.
He should be starting.
What is this QBR?
He's their best quarterback.
Wow. He's so 27 yards too. Oh my gosh. He is so good.
So when is Detroit going to beat somebody?
What do you mean? They're going to beat Minnesota this week, 425.
Minnesota, Tampa Bay, Chicago? Oh, my God.
So they just got a walking ticket to the playoffs.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, well, they beat Green Bay, and everyone's like, whoa, Green Bay is so good. Well, they ain't so good when they got beat by Detroit. Boom. Look, isn't Miami a playoff team? Exposed. Look at that. Oh, my God.
Hope not. Is Miami a playoff team?
Yes, Miami's a playoff team.
No, they're not. 7-6?
Yeah. Come on, put them in the playoffs. It's the AFC. Everyone gets in. Hold on.
Everyone except Cleveland.
Ooh, yeah. They're going.
They're last. Last in their division.
Johnny Starter. He's gonna get them in. Johnny Starter is gonna get them in.
I heard the defense said that in practice he's a nightmare.
He is a nightmare. He's always taking selfies. Doing money fingers when he gets a cup of water. I hope I get the Browns game this weekend on my television. I need it. Look at this. Look at their easy schedule. They're going to win their next three games. That's a given.
The Browns?
Yeah. They're going to beat Cincinnati like they did already once. Carolina doesn't have Super Cam because he decided to wreck his vehicle.
Wait. He did. You have to say it one time. No spoilers.
No spoilers.
Thank you.
And then Baltimore is going to be resting their studs in week 17. Well, maybe they won't because they might be playing for the division.
Those don't sound like three easy games.
Wow.
Let's say this. We're going to see a Super Bowl with the Patriots and Green Bay.
No.
Can we agree with that?
Patriots and Detroit.
No, that's not going to happen.
No. Cleveland and Dallas.
That's the further side of the way. But we might as well say it's going to be Cincinnati and the Eagles.
Let's not get crazy.
I'm just saying.
Let's just say Detroit and Indianapolis. Detroit and Indianapolis. That's going to be the...
How about Indianapolis and Atlanta?
Oh, gosh.
You know Atlanta's in the playoffs.
I know. I can't believe it. 5-8. That is so pathetic.
But wouldn't it be weird if they came back and won it all?
That would be the worst story in NFL.
Cardinals almost did that.
That's
when
true.
They barely snuck in at 8-8.
Well, this one of these teams is going to have a losing record and sneak in. There's no way any of these teams went out.
Well, Atlanta has Atlanta is the best team in their division, so they're going to go. They don't have to play any more division games.
They don't?
Nope.
Well, they have to play Pittsburgh. They're going to lose that. Yeah, they do. They got to play New Orleans and Carolina.
I thought they already played twice.
Nope. So, I mean, that one is up for grabs. It is up for grabs.
It's going to be New Orleans.
It's going to be Carolina.
Who's their quarterback?
Oh, let me see here. Derek Anderson. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Derek Anderson.
Oh, yeah. You remember how he played in week one?
No.
He exposed Tampa Bay.
Oh, did he?
I thought Detroit was going to expose Tampa Bay.
Detroit's going to re-expose him.
Diddy, I was told via Hangouts that there's a video coming soon.
A video?
Yeah.
A video of what?
It's going to be tweeted out soon.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'm not sure what, but it's a video. It has something to do with whores.
Uh-oh.
That's all I'm saying.
All right, let's move on to, we covered NHL, covered basketball.
Baseball,
right? Covered baseball. NBA. Ooh, the Pistons won a game.
Ooh, they're on fire right now.
Oh, yeah.
Winning streak.
Three games so far?
Four.
Uh-oh, break out your banners. This is another championship season for them.
They beat Phoenix, and Phoenix is legit.
Phoenix is off four in a row.
Phoenix is legit. This is
they're already going to fall out of the playoffs behind Oklahoma. Everyone thought it was going to be a race to see if Phoenix could hold on over Oklahoma, but they're already going to lose it. Like 5 games later.
This is the turning point in the Pistons season. You've been warned. SVG
is Jody Meeks back?
Not yet, no.
Okay.
A couple more weeks. What else? What is, oh, Cleveland is terrible. They've lost two in a row. Kyrie Irving almost broke his kneecap right in half.
I mean, come on. This is where everybody says LeBron is back. We're going to win a championship with LeBron. You have to know, you can't win a championship with one man.
Yeah. And you can't win a championship with a point guard that doesn't pass.
Yeah. I mean,
doesn't work, right?
Doesn't work. I mean, you got to look at it.
And Anderson Varejão is terrible. He is a waste of space. I don't care if he's 7 feet tall.
He's been in the league forever.
He doesn't do anything out there.
He stands there and looks like a big ogre.
And he has a porn stash, pedo stash, whatever kind of stash, he has it. And it's disgusting.
He looks like a walking pineapple with a porn stash.
Yes. Exactly. Just telling you. You know who's the best team right now? Hotlanta. Look at that. 9 straight wins. And they're beating legit teams. Legit teams like, hold on, let me pull this up. Let me tell you who they've been beating.
Orlando?
Hotlando. Look, they're going to, oh my gosh, they are so good. Look at that. Philadelphia, Indiana, Denver, Brooklyn, Miami, Boston, Charlotte, New Orleans.
Speaking of NBA, is NBA 2K15 really worth keeping anymore?
Yes, I play it like once a week.
McLean, can we confirm this?
Didn't it barely come out?
It's been out for a while. I don't
think it's time to abandon ship yet.
Yeah, not yet.
It almost is.
We haven't even gotten
any Diddy Never plays.
I play once a week.
Never.
I get my Pistons win. I beat the Bulls the other night. Ooh, so good.
I don't even have Madden anymore.
You don't have Madden? I play that once a week too. What the hell?
Nobody wants to play me.
Beat you.
I'm just that good. Nobody wants to play me. So I had to go trade it in and find
something.
My Lions
are unstoppable. I'm 9-6.
I mean, 9-6?
Wow.
It's like you've been stopped 6 times.
Actually, I don't think I have that many wins. I think I'm 8-6.
So if I go get the game, I will play you today.
Yes.
I've been playing.
Today's your day?
Today's my day.
I've been playing WWE. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
No, stop. Don't say, oh, yeah.
Game is legit.
No, it's not. It's not legit. It's the opposite of legit.
It's very legit. That game right there makes other games look like they're still broken. That is the sports game.
No, it's not. Stop saying that.
It is. That and FIFA.
I don't know nothing about soccer.
Should I trade in 2K?
No, don't trade it in. WWE? No!
I say you should get WWE.
Oh, don't get WWE. You'll regret
Nobody
it.
Nobody wants to play 2K with me. I'm too good.
You're not too good. Stop saying that.
You've been dodging me since day one.
I haven't been dodging you. I'm a busy guy. I'm a busy guy. Come on.
You're not busy on Destiny.
Whoa!
Yeah, you're not too busy with the game eater.
Whoa! I might be. You don't know.
You and the game eater argued for like an hour last night.
Yeah, you guys were arguing about sniper rifles.
You were dodging me.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm on all day, 24/7, 365.
Oh, so
see me.
You got your VC loaded up. I see what you're doing.
You did it.
What?
Did it.
What? Woo! All right, you want some of this action? Careful what you wish for.
McClane's gonna make it rain on your face.
All right, what else? Any other sports?
I have.
We been talking about the Mavs.
Oh, so? And
they're winning again. They've always been winning.
Why did they win? They didn't win anything.
They're the best.
College football sucks.
Yeah, college football sucks.
Okay. Their voting system is broken.
Broken. Bad. How could you not let TCU or Baylor in? You know, everyone knows what's going to happen to Ohio State.
They're going
to
do destroyed.
They're going to do what they always do. Embarrass Michigan. Every time they get into a national championship, Teddy Ginn Jr. runs back a kick and everyone thinks, oh, it's going to be a game. And then they lose by 30 every year. They lost their top two quarterbacks. The system's broken. The system's broken.
Very broken. I mean, they did the one thing that was actually correct. They did put Baylor over TCU because Baylor did beat TCU.
Yes, they did. That happened.
But they had better winning percentage. Well, the points, they had more points than Ohio State. I mean, come on, man. This system is flawed.
The only thing I can think of is it's the Michigan effect. Ohio State beat Michigan and Baylor didn't. If Baylor would have played Michigan and beat them, then they would be in the championship bracket.
Yeah, but they won't let Baylor play Michigan.
It's true. Michigan wants a hard schedule, like a top-rated schedule.
Wow. Is that why they lost so many games this year?
Wow. It was a long season, okay? Lots of learning. This is what happens when you have a young team.
Where's their coach?
Brady Hoke's out of here. Get him out of here. Bring on Harbaugh. We're just waiting for him to get fired.
He's not going anywhere, and Harbaugh's not getting fired.
He better get fired.
Harbaugh took them to the Super Bowl.
I'm waiting for them to lose, not make the playoffs so he can get fired. Come on, fire Harbaugh.
Harbaugh's going to the playoffs again.
Do it. Fire him.
He's not getting fired. Took his team to the Super Bowl. It doesn't matter. In fact, didn't both of the brothers go to the Super Bowl? One year went. In fact, they played in the same game, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just one Harbaugh's better than the other.
Well, one team has a legit amazing quarterback and the other one has Kaepernick.
Whoa, don't talk about Kaepernick. You're going to offend Pantera. He's going to rage quit listening to the podcast. He already doesn't come anymore.
Guess what? Dallas is going to get exposed by Golden State today.
Oh, that's an early game.
Yeah, it is. And they're going to get exposed.
They're not going to get exposed.
What? Why is it so early? Isn't it like super early? Jeez.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Oh, have you been to American Airlines Arena or a center lately?
No.
You gotta go sit in the seats. Remember?
What do you mean?
We made those seats. My business. We made those seats.
Oh, go did sit. You?
Those are the best seats.
I heard they suck.
No, they're so good. They're so good.
Or they're incredibly uncomfortable.
No, stop. They are so amazing. And this ain't the nosebleed seats. These are like luxury.
Oh, then I'm never gonna see them.
So these are the press boxes?
Yeah, like the lounges or wherever. I mean, these are like legit.
Why don't they make the seats for the floor?
I don't know. We don't do that kind of stuff. We only do high end. Like, we don't stop. Stop, please.
Did you make the seats in McLean Stadium?
Probably. Are they amazing?
No, that'll suck.
All right, let's move on. What are we gonna do first? TPS NFL or TPS
well,
hold
NBA? On. We didn't what? Cover college basketball.
Oh, do we have
I heard
to?
Michigan what? Had a loss.
Growing pains. It's growing pains. This
I
happens.
Thought they were the number one team who were going to win the whole thing.
I already got my bracket filled out, Francis. Don't worry
They're
about
unranked
that.
Now. That's unranked.
Okay. That's okay. They can get disrespected. That's all right. Guess what happened last time they got disrespected? They went to the national championship. Remember that?
I don't remember them remember being disrespected that? Well, that year.
I don't ever remember them going to the national championship.
Short-term memory.
They were disrespected.
All I remember is them losing to NJIT.
Whoa.
Whoever that is.
Wow, really? That team is legit. Do not
4-6 NJIT.
Do not sleep on NJIT. Do not sleep on. If you see them in your bracket come March, you better fill them in to at least win one game. I'm just warning you now.
They that just team. Got blown out by Holy Cross.
Are we going to do a bracket like we do every year?
Yes, of course.
Okay, this year we're going to have to be a little more organized with it. Last year I didn't get in on it.
What?
I didn't get
you
in
gotta
last year.
You got to be paying attention.
The year before last, I killed everybody.
No, I've won 2 years in a row. Stop.
Yeah, franchise won in last year.
Stop. No, he didn't. Stop saying that.
I killed it the year before last. Not last year, the year before last. Last year.
Well, yeah, definitely. I remember it like that.
Everybody's brackets were busted by like the first two or three games.
No, that's not true at all.
It is true.
Yeah, and Michigan lost in the first round.
No. That never happened.
This is how I remember everything.
Wow. Well, there's a Michigan has a big game today, and they're going to show the nation that they're worthy of a top 25 when they beat number 3 Arizona at Arizona 5:15, probably on CBS or something.
He did he?
Yes.
Did you take some of that stuff that they sent you from your accounts over in Mexico?
Why?
Because that's a pipe dream.
And if they don't, guess what? Notre Dame men, oh, they are so good. Right down the road, right in my backyard. They beat Michigan State in overtime.
So I can go on Facebook and tell Red Cobra that you're a Notre Dame fan today. That's what I can do?
No.
No, not yet.
Just wait. Depends on what happens in the Michigan-Arizona game. All right. Anything else, college basketball?
Well, Michigan, I didn't realize they lost another game.
Yeah.
After NJIT.
Yeah.
They lost to Eastern Michigan.
Oh. The Baylor women's team is legit.
Are they? Legit. Do they have another man on their team?
They actually do.
What's his name?
Let me look it up here. I went to one of the games a few weeks ago. And I was like, damn, look at that dude. He looks like my uncle.
Brittany Briner.
Let me see.
All right, so Baylor women are legit. They could beat the men's team.
Oh, yeah, they manhandled. Who was it they manhandled the other day?
Nobody.
The Lady Bears. Here we go.
Notre Dame's number 5 in the women's.
But they just lost. Not too long ago. They lost
to UConn. You gone to a Notre Dame game? I know you're a big fan.
Oh, yeah.
Nope. The women's team.
Not yet. I'll get to at least one this year. Don't you worry.
You weren't
about
at
that.
The UConn game?
No. It gets packed. And no. I like going when nobody's there. Like when school's out. Like
oh, they got Michigan coming up.
Is it
today?
That today? Yeah, that's today. Yeah. No, oh, Michigan's women's team is not. No. No.
They don't have any men?
No, they don't have any men. They only have women.
Oh, Wednesday, the Lady Bears beat Idaho 88-70.
Did you guys read my tweet? Michigan men's gymnastics team ranked number 2 in the nation. Oh, yeah.
No, I didn't see that tweet.
Yeah, gymnastics. Men's gymnastics.
Men's gymnastics.
Yeah, come on. Number 2 in the nation.
Who's number 1?
Occidental.
For real?
No, I don't know. All right, let's move on. Fantasy basketball or fantasy football? You guys decide. Whatever you want. It's your world.
Let's go football.
All right, let's do it your way. Basketball it is. CBS NBA. All right, so let's see here. Oh, the Brown Bombers are 6-0, which is shocking everyone. Like, the shock of the season is the Brown Bombers at 6-0. The number 2 shock of the season is we're Goofy Goobers 4-2. All of a sudden, he learned how to play fantasy basketball. The not-so-shocker of the TPS NBA, Lionel Hampton 1-5. tied with Forget About Dre, the newcomer, 1-5. So we expect that from Forget About Dre, and we expect that from Lionel Hampton. Beast Mode, 1-5. Wow. Really, Franchise? You're disrespecting your people with that record.
Oh, I haven't even been playing.
Wow. I'm
concentrating on other things than fantasy basketball.
Wow. Wow. Unbelievable.
I've played more Grand Theft Auto than I have fantasy basketball.
So the Rough Riders are 3-3 right now, but.
That's kind of a shocker.
But.
Something exposed, huh?
No, they are so good. Like, they are leading the league in steals. They are so good at steals. Like, they're running away with that category. If you play the Ball Riders, you're punting steals. You're also punting blocks.
Oh, there she is. Khadijah Cage. Khadijah Cage. She is the man.
Khadijah Cage?
That's the man?
That's the man.
Wow.
And think, looking at her up close. Jesus Christ. have a big mustache than I do.
Oh. Okay, so what's wrong with your team, Bombers?
What's wrong?
Yeah, what's wrong with your
team? Nothing. Wow. Nothing is wrong.
You can't play Hampton every week, okay?
I've beat six teams.
I'm just saying, you can't beat Hampton every week. And you escaped with victory when you played me. Escaped.
I wasn't even sweating. I was a free win.
Wow.
Whoa.
Everybody's beating you. I mean, you were 3-0 and you had an easy schedule. And then you actually started playing teams and you haven't won since.
Wow. Well, I'm back to my winning ways this week. Maybe.
Forgot about Dre?
Maybe.
Let me see what's going on.
Yeah, check
it. Oh, boy.
Check it.
Doesn't look so good.
Check it. No,
and you're losing steals.
I got this. I need to hit a couple more jumpers, up that field goal percentage. Don't worry about that. I'm gonna get my steals, okay? I'm not sweating steals. All right? And if I can somehow, I just picked up Isaiah Thomas for free. Somebody decided to drop him. I just picked him up for free. So there goes my assist.
He's not even the starter.
What do you mean? There goes my assist. Through the roof. Four assists a game. Man, maybe I shouldn't have picked him up.
Who'd you drop?
Wow, Amari just crippled himself.
You dropped Stoudemire.
Yeah, he's worthless. Or
Thomas.
I don't need him. I don't need Stoudemire.
Crazy.
Stacked.
Give me Stoudemire.
Who picked up? Wow, really? Roten. Somebody stole Roten.
Ooh. Stole from who? Free agency?
Yes. Did you see who else I got for free? Nerlens Noel. 0 points in his last game. Oh, yeah.
Steal. You got him for free?
For free.
Wow. I thought it would cost like an arm and a leg for Nerlens Noel.
Cost me points. That's for sure. All right, so what's wrong? Let me see here. What's going on? Who's the best team in this league?
What do you mean? Only one team is 6-0.
And I can't go off your record. You haven't played anybody. And the only team you did play, you almost got beat. So that doesn't prove anything. I'm just saying. I'm thinking.
I beat Weird Goofy Goobers. And he's the second best team in this league.
No, I think it's all about basketball reasons this year. I think it's all about basketball reasons.
I beat him too.
You haven't played everyone in this league. Who haven't you beaten?
Probably the bad teams.
Hold on, let me go to your team here. Let me go to your team schedule and see who you haven't beat. Oh, ooh, it's all about forgot about Dre.
Yep. Him and Potato Business. Yeah, that's
him and
only
Potato
teams.
Business.
We just play every team in order or what?
I think so.
Oh no, I haven't played Ball and Bowser either.
Do you play him more than once? You only play him once. Oh no.
Yeah, I only play him once.
Whoa, that's not a balanced schedule at all.
This doesn't make sense.
You should play everyone twice at least. Wow. Who put this?
Well, we don't want
together?
To spoil the championship
who,
though.
Who's the commissioner of this league? This league sucks.
Man, this league is broken. Who does this?
I mean, instead of doing it the same way we did football, so you have a chance to get at least one good player. You go in and you spend all your money on people that you may or may not like.
That's true.
Broken.
Yeah, this league is rigged.
Rigged league. Somebody should fix that. I'm just saying.
Announced.
Yeah.
Diddy is the new David Stern of fantasy basketball.
So wait a minute. Wait a minute. All right, are we done with fantasy basketball?
Well, I'm still waiting a minute.
Okay.
Yeah, I was waiting a minute. So Edidi, are you going to turn the reins over now since you're...
No! This is my world.
David Stern, you're just as bad as David Stern everywhere.
David Stern's the greatest commissioner in all of professional sports? Is that who you're talking about?
The worst commissioner ever.
All time great?
The one who blocked a trade because he didn't like it. And all parties involved were all liking the trade.
NBA Hall of Famer, David Stern?
Because David Stern didn't want to see the Lakers improve. He wanted to see the Clippers improve and be the team of LA. Yeah, David Stern. That sounds like an E. Diddy move to me.
Wow. All right, now are we done?
I don't know.
Cause it's time to move into fantasy football.
But why?
No, we're not done.
Okay. What then?
I wanted to throw in You Suck Too.
What?
Franchise wow. got it all in there.
Wow.
I wanted to throw it in there too.
Wow.
Now we're done.
That seemed unnecessary. All right, now to fantasy football. I'm looking at the power rankings, and this is the best part of the power rankings because it only allows me to power rank the good teams, the teams that made the playoffs, and the Brownies.
Oh, for real? You can't rank the non-playoff teams?
I can't rank the non-playoff teams. It's just, and I bet in week 15 it'll be only the teams left in the playoffs. So it gets better and better. And I'm publishing these right now. I just went through the power rankings, put some algorithms to it. Oh yeah, now that looks good. That looks good.
Does it? Oh boy.
Oh yeah, here we go. Hold on though.
Let me see what good looks like.
Click a click.
The Roughriders have made it to the top spot again.
What?
And they're the number two. They're the number two team in the division, and barely got the playoffs.
What do you mean barely got the playoffs? I got in all season.
Pretty funny because you were number one last week.
I would have
in the standings.
I would have beat almost every team in the league last week, dropping a hundy. Come on.
Almost every team. Not even like much of a brag.
Just saying it was almost every team. That's all I'm saying. Let's go through the scoreboard last week where everything was settled. Everything was decided. Let's see, week 14. And let's see. So Team Chuck Norris exposed Galabra. Galabra ends the season 4-9-1 and the worst team in the entire history of the TPS NFL.
That is definitely not true.
Team Chuck Norris gets himself a win and clinches a playoff spot. Congratulations. Let's see, Beast Mode 69, oh no, Lazy King 69, Beast Mode 60, and Martinez Lazy Kings are technically better at fantasy football than Team Beast Mode. Stats don't lie. 6-7-1 to 5-8-1.
Wait a minute.
I'm just saying.
I just left points on the bench. I didn't even try.
I'm just saying.
I gave away three studs.
6-7-1.
To ensure that the Rough Riders would never win a championship.
Collusion.
Well, I mean, Beast Mode would have won if he played Vincent Jackson, right?
Is it Vincent Jackson?
Yep. If I had played Vincent Jackson, it would have been all
over. So he was obviously tanking.
Well, he didn't win. I'm just saying. 6-7-1 to 5-8-1, and he lost the head-to-head against the Lazy King. If the Lazy Kings are always on the bubble, that means Beast Mode has to be on the bubble. You can't lose to Beast Mode and not be on the bubble.
Right? You can't be on the bubble if you won a championship.
Really? Is that the rule?
If you've never won a championship, then you should be on the bubble.
I'm a three-time champion, so I will never be on the bubble.
A three-time champion in fantasy football, I think not.
Wow. Next matchup.
Well, wait a minute.
What?
You said if you lose to Lazy Kings, you're probably on the bubble.
Yeah.
Well, last week, you know, Beast Mode lost to Lazy Kings this week. Last week, the Rough Riders lost to the Lazy Kings.
Well, the Rough Riders didn't lose to the Lazy Kings. The Rough Riders lost to Colin Kaepernick. Let's make one thing clear, okay? Check the scoreboard.
What do you mean?
I didn't get beat by the Lazy Kings. I got beat by Kaepernick.
He scored 1 point.
Yeah, exactly.
That's his average.
That is not his average.
That's what he does.
That is not what he does. He betrayed me against the Lazy Kings. At 2, Kaepernick. Wow. All right, next matchup. TPS NFL bums, 5-9. Butters is on the bubble, okay? He hasn't been setting his lineup. You know how we thought he was?
Yeah.
He hasn't.
No, definitely not.
Definitely not. Team Twerk gets a win, clinches himself a playoff spot, 89-70. So he's on the bubble. And I know we have a waiting list for next season's TPS NFL. So one opening, if you're listening, one opening so far. In Caldwell We Trust loses 88 to the Mexico Collusions, 142. And he called himself a loss because he knew since you had gotten all those stud players.
It's funny because I would have beat him without them.
If you just benched him and put zeros?
Oh, probably, but I meant like if I had my own players.
Oh, your own. Your old players?
Yeah, because Romo was legit. They were all legit, all three of them.
Well,
they were awesome.
No, but your team is hurting right now.
It's hurting?
Mark Ingram and Kenny Stills, that ain't working. Okay? DeMarco Murray can't play Chicago every week.
It doesn't matter who he plays.
Martellus Bennett, really? That ain't happening ever again.
That happens every week.
That was a lifetime game. Okay? And...
the Lions defense, yeah, they're not legit.
No, Lions defense, you can get that every time.
No.
You can count they're gonna on fall that. Off. Take that to the bank. Okay.
I'm just getting lucky because their schedule is so bad. Like, the teams they're playing defend themselves. So, it's just free points.
So, wow. I feel bad for your team.
Have you seen my bench? Julian Edelman.
That's it.
And Lamar Miller, kind of.
No. Go ahead, start him. Do it, I dare you.
And Denard is out.
No, Denard's done.
That's predicted. Done. He got injured.
He Denarded himself.
He got Denarded. It was a good season.
Yeah.
It was a good career.
Whoa, really? Wow. All right.
I can go from being a college quarterback to being a running back in the NFL.
All-pro running back. All-pro caliber running back.
No,
he's probably going to be the head coach of Michigan next year.
Wow. All right. Canada loses to Tomaters 70-77. Good season, Tomaters.
Good. And he's season. Out.
Yeah, he's
Tomaters
out.
Tomaters out.
Outside looking in. Slipper Pretty don't funny. Fit. All that. And he couldn't even make the playoffs. Like, he put his career... His college career in jeopardy to play fantasy football. Was Miles Austin on injured reserve? Wow. Okay, Canada's on the bubble too.
Did he just pick him up?
I don't... Is that a move?
He picked him up last week.
So he's active, but he's on the injured reserve. Was he tanking?
It's confusing. Did he pick him up... As soon as he got put on injured reserve?
He had to have. And then he already has two players that have been on injured reserve for weeks. But he made the move for Miles Austin.
Yeah, he did.
He's still on the bubble. I can't be having that. Not in my league. Not on this commissioner's watch.
Did he win at all? Like towards the late part of the season?
Canada?
He won one game. But one game in the last, like, 10 weeks.
No, that's not true.
Let me see.
Yeah, no, it is true.
In the last 7 weeks.
He won one. He beat Calabria, but who doesn't?
He beat Calabria by 5.
But who doesn't, right?
Well, most teams beat him by more than 5.
Okay, so Canada's on the bubble. And then the matchup of the week, straight trash, 127. Rough Riders 109, and this doesn't count as a real loss, because this is collusion. This has collusion written all over it.
Does Jimmy Graham 2 points don't count?
Yep.
Put an asterisk next to those two.
Put an asterisk next to the Jimmy Graham 2 points. Those don't count.
Those don't count.
And who else did he get? He got one.
And if Jimmy Graham 2 points don't count, you know Ben Roethlisberger wouldn't have scored 28.
Oh, yeah.
That would have had a
butterfly effect. Yep. So, 109.
So really, the Rough Riders win.
Yep. And the Rough Riders, like, what's my record against the league this week? Let's do Bourne math. What would my record have been if I played everyone? It would have been like, what, 7-1?
It would have been like 0-8.
Just saying.
Yeah. Would have been pretty good.
It would have been so good.
But Trash Homie is unstoppable right now.
He is not unstoppable.
He's got 6 straight wins to end the season.
And? He better.
He's only 8-6, so that means he was 2-6.
He better pray he doesn't meet me in the playoffs. That's all I'm saying. He better be praying.
Why would he pray for that?
Because he knows what's going to happen. He knows. He's shaking in his boots right now. He's like, I'm so glad I'm the number two team because I don't want to have to face the Rough Riders in round two like the Brownies. I don't want
That's what I was praying for. Please let me get the Rough Riders.
Easy win.
I don't want that action. I'm afraid.
See, I should have played the Rough Riders like I did the first game where I destroyed them. And then all of this big talk would be gone by now.
What do you mean big talk?
I tanked the rest of my season just so I can see a legit team actually go all the way.
The Rough Riders are going to go all the way.
All the way to the bottom.
They already beat the Brownies once this year. Trounced them.
If Franchise had beat you, you probably wouldn't be in the playoffs at all. It would have been Tomato in a thing.
Franchise, he couldn't handle the pressure. He choked.
He choked?
He choked. He choked on a Rough Rider.
Is that what you said when week one we had our nice little game and you had a little bit of sausage?
What? Little bit of what? Wow. Wow.
Franchise.
Wow.
Or were your teams all on bye, your players all on bye weeks that week?
Yep, that's it.
Week one?
Week one was a bye week for everybody on his team.
That's it. Facts don't lie. All right, next week's playoff week one. Team Torque taking on Team Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris already has a huge lead in this matchup.
Does?
Yeah, huge lead. Almost unsurmountable.
Oh yeah. Whoa, slow down there, Chuck Norris.
I don't think
the scoreboard can handle four-digit numbers.
1 point from Trey Mason from the Thursday night game. Thank goodness for fumbles. Trey Mason fumbles. So Torque's going to get a free win there. That's already decided. And the next wild card.
He doesn't have Cam.
He doesn't? Who's he starting?
No. Mark Sanchez.
Oh, no.
He might get 1 point, too.
Uh-oh. So, it's a coin flip game.
Yeah, those two cancel each other out.
Coin flip, yep. Coin flip. And then in Caldwell We Trust taking on the Rough Riders and the other wild card matchup. And the Rough Riders are losing 6-0. But ain't no thing. It ain't no thing. Because the Rough Riders are stacked.
Three is split on who's going to win.
Are they?
Yeah, 50-50.
All, both of us. All two of us. So let's be real here, though.
But the message board seems to be in favor of the Rough Riders. A lot of supporters.
They know. The people know. They recognize.
The vocal fan base.
I can hear it already, everyone. On Sunday, when the games start, everyone's just going to be barking.
He's starting Charles Johnson.
Why?
Whoever that is.
Why would?
Because he lost Brandon Marshall.
Ooh, you know who I should start? Derek Anderson.
Derek Anderson?
Just telling you. He's,
did you probably should, just because he's going to be better than Kaepernick.
How dare you? Ooh, is Colt McCoy getting the start?
Yes. I heard he was cleared to play.
I know who I'm starting.
I didn't even know he was injured.
Kyle Orton. He is a fantasy beast right now. Look at him.
Anybody but Kaepernick. Pretty much.
Pretty much. I forgot I needed to make that change. Thanks for reminding me. Oh, there you go, Asiata. You're out of here. Oh, yeah. Now it's really over. Check the board in Caldwell. Things have changed. Wait a minute. Why is he only projected 11 points?
Kyle Orton?
Yeah. Come on.
Because he's Kyle Orton.
Yeah, but they're going to be down by 300 touchdowns. They're going to be throwing it nonstop. Come on. Don't disrespect Orton. Give him some fantasy love. All right. What else? Loser's bracket. Nobody cares.
I just want to ask one thing.
All right.
Can we say that Kaepernick was a one-year wonder?
No.
Yeah, we could say that.
Well, he did it for 2 years, so you can't say he's a one-year wonder.
Well, he didn't do it for 2 years. Yes, he did it for one.
He did it for 2 years.
And it was only half of one season.
Yeah, but that counts.
Oh, stop.
And you can't say it's 1 year if it's more than 1 year.
Yes, you can.
How?
It was not more than 1 year.
He did the whole playoffs. That's a year all by itself, so it's more like 3 years.
He was in his first starting season, and he only started half of that because he had to split time with Alex Smith.
Two playoff runs are like 4 years.
Yeah, but he didn't do it.
He did do it.
No, he did do it. He had other teams that sucked. Now that they know how to play against him, now he can't do anything. Kaepernick's a has-been. He's worse than Romo.
He's a has-been already?
Yeah.
Really?
Romo is 10 times better than him with a broken back.
Said nobody ever, right? Up top.
It's true.
Said everyone.
No, Kaepernick is legit. He's my keeper for next year, too.
And that's why you lose at these games.
Oh, look. MMA Rich just sent me a text message or some kind of message. Let's see what he says.
Some kind of message?
Yeah, I think it's a private message. Here we go.
Is there a pigeon? A carrier pigeon?
No. Yes. He just sent me a carrier pigeon. And I had warned him we're doing 10 a.m. this week on Saturday, right? I warned everyone, right? Okay. And he said, great, that works for me. I love 10 a.m. Like, that is so awesome. Thank you so much. You're the best commissioner ever. That's what he said. I'm just reading it, okay?
This is this message right now?
No, this was a message before. I'm just giving you some context, okay?
Oh, okay.
So he sent that message praising me how great a commissioner I am. And then he sent just here, I don't know, a minute ago. Completely flaked on the show this morning. Two questions. Corn flakes or frosted flakes? All right. Sorry he missed out. We're not. And work was insane this week. Oh. Isn't work always insane, Franchise? I'm not going to ask McLean.
Every day.
Every day, right? Handle that, Bourne. Just handle that. Come on.
That's when you go and you slap people and get things under control.
Do what I do and just go into the warehouse and start kicking stuff.
Do what Franchise does. He just looks at people and says, if you don't get busy, I'm going to kick your ass.
I'm going to get busy out here. Come on, Bourne. Start throwing people around. Make things happen. Like, is that what you imagine work is like, McLean?
Whoa, what do you mean?
I'm just asking.
I had a lot of work to do.
Like what?
The last week of school.
Yeah, and?
I procrastinated like crazy. So I had all of my... bunch of math to do.
You had all this work.
Like a month's worth in a week. And I did it.
Wow.
That's what I do.
You just...
I did work.
You did work.
I barely escaped with the B.
So you did work because you didn't do work.
Exactly. It was clutch time.
And you came through.
I came through.
Wow. When you left the classroom, did you just have your hand in the air? Like nothing but that.
No, I had it down in shame.
Weren't you writing a paper on the greatest swimmer of all time?
Oh yeah, Phelps.
Yeah, how'd that go?
It went okay. It was all right.
They must have disagreed with your thesis.
Yeah, I don't think the teacher was happy.
Really?
We have to do a presentation of it, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And the teacher was not happy with what you did.
Nobody was into it.
What, they don't get it?
I don't know. They were just butthurt. Bunch of Phelps people.
Bunch of Phelps fanboys?
Yeah, fanboys.
Wow. You got to know your audience, okay?
Yeah.
You got to know your audience. Wow. So you.
He's a fraud.
He is not a fraud.
The biggest fraud.
He is not the biggest fraud. He's legit. He won gold medals.
Had the picture of him with the bong in my presentation.
You did?
I don't think she was into that at all.
But that happened.
Yeah.
Like, he's an American hero, and then this is what little kids are looking up to, right? Okay.
Wait. Here's a news flash for you, Diddy. This is a message I just got.
Okay.
It's, It's from a young man you know over in the great UK.
Was that Australia?
Yeah, that was Australia. You're talking about
you call that annoying?
Okay, what? Keep going.
And he says, use a bit of software called XSplit. It links to your Twitch account.
Oh, okay. All right.
You have to pay for XSplit, though.
Oh, I don't want to pay. No.
Unless he's talking about, like, some...
Bootleg XSplit?
Pirate Bay. Some Pirate Bay action.
Didn't they get shut down?
They did get shut down.
So I can't even Pirate Bay that. What am I supposed to do?
You just got to message him.
Just tell him to send me the EXE.
Yeah.
Put there it on is. Dropbox. He said he reported it first. Retiring an option. Lawsuit plan. Peterson said he's been so disappointed. What he's got to say.
That's what he's saying. I'm Adrian Peterson. I beat my kids.
In a 60-minute phone interview with ESPN, Peterson said he plans to file a lawsuit against the league, adding he wasn't sure if he could trust the NFL's process for reinstatement. Whoa.
No, he can't. He needs to be a man and quit whining about, eh, so disappointed. Ask him what his kid thinks. Hold on, I'm sending MMA Rich a message back. Tell him we got him covered.
Like a blanket.
Ooh, yes, I'm going to add that. We got you covered like a blanket. All right, what else? Are we done? Oh, no, Pick'ems.
Oh, yeah, Pick'ems.
All right, let's see, Pick'ems. Let me go to the Pick'ems group.
When I actually play Pick'ems, I actually do pretty good. If I hadn't missed that 1 week, I would probably be in the top three.
Let's see. Well, yeah, no. I mean, you're probably right. You'd be close. Last week, three people got 10 right. McLean, Bowser, and myself, of course. No surprise. Ronbro was 6, Born with 9, and Franchise was 7. Franchise, now you're at the bottom of the list, tied with Born with 96, but like you said, you missed a week. So you'd be right there if things were different.
How many games I win every week, I'm always one of those that picks the most.
That's true.
So I should be in. Let's see, somebody said something in Google Hangouts.
Hold on. Now, Roundbro with 100, he's kind of fallen off. He thought he had a chance, but nice try. Your run is over.
Did he start losing once he changed his name?
Absolutely. It cost him.
As it should be.
Yeah.
Why would he change his name? Such a great name.
The best name. Unless you're the kid. That is a terrible name. But he's not. Unless he is. Maybe he is. We don't know.
Maybe he's one of the kids?
He might be one of the kids. It just hurt too much. Every time he looked at his own name, he could feel the switch all over again.
He needs to stop being a baby then.
I bet he's going to retire. He's going to retire. Ronbro's going to retire.
Ronbro's going to retire.
All right, so McLean, you have 107, but your run is over.
I just extended my lead.
You did not extend your lead.
I got a point somehow.
I'm keeping pace.
Where did that even come from?
I don't know. I'm 5 behind you. What do you mean? I'm right there.
You're right there.
I got this. Look at this.
Oh, you moved up, right?
Of course I did.
You were 4th.
Look at me. I'm making a run.
You're making a run. It's too bad that I'm unstoppable with my picks.
No, your picks.
I'm not even predicting them. I'm like deciding destiny.
Wow. Really? Deciding destiny? Really?
I pick them and then that's the way it goes.
Oh, so
it's not a prediction. It's a fact.
You're calling it like for real.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's going to be pretty sad when you lose your lead here in the next couple weeks. And I win the 20 space
There's
bucks.
Not a few weeks left.
I win the 20 space bucks. I'm winning the 20 space bucks.
This is where the 20 space bucks is?
No, it doesn't matter because I'm winning both. So
oh, you're winning both.
I'm winning the space
covering
bucks.
All bases.
Yeah, I might as well just win the space bucks.
What if it goes to the loser?
Well, I don't
you're
know.
You're definitely going to win it then.
See? I got my bases covered. I'm getting the space bucks. Believe that. All right, what else? Anything else?
So, Disturbed is going to they post a video of some porn action in GTA 5.
Okay. If you want to watch that, follow Team Disturbed, Team_Disturbed on Twitter.
And the E is a 3.
The E is a 3. Follow them on Twitter if you want to watch that action.
Wait, where's the E?
In Disturbed. No,
it's Team.
In Team. Maybe in both. You'll find it.
I gotta get in on this action.
Just go to my friends and go look for Team Disturbed and you'll find him.
I want to spell it though. Team Disturbed. I'm gonna try this.
Team_Disturbed.
Oh, underscore.
Yeah, Team_Disturbed. Team.
Who's on Team Disturbed?
I think Disturbed is.
Okay.
One.
What if he's not even on the team?
I'm pretty sure he's on the team. He might not be on the team though.
It's a team of one.
Team Disturbed does not. Nope.
Yeah, no. I can't find it. I'm gonna have to go to franchise's friends.
Oh, I found it. I found it.
How about I retweet what he says?
No, I found it.
You found it.
It is a three as the E every time.
Oh, every time. Okay.
Every time. Team Disturbed. Follow him on Twitter. Team_Disturbed. The threes are E's.
And if you rage quit.
The E's are threes, I mean.
You'll rage quit his tweets.
Yep.
Oh, he blocked me.
You're blocked?
I'm blocked. Whoa, I don't even know when or how that happened.
What did you do?
Or why? I don't know. Oh, I've never even talked to him before.
Really?
Yeah.
He obviously hates
me.
Hold on. Let me go to John_McClain and see what you've been tweeting.
I guess I'm not on Team Disturbed.
You are definitely not. Hold on. You spelled your name wrong, right?
Yes, okay. I did.
Okay. Ooh, you've been tweeting fantasy stuff. Ooh, hate on Michigan.
Did I tweet that?
Yep. Allen Iverson's unstoppable. I would hate that too. Let's see what else.
Let me see the Michigan hate. Oh, there it is. That's not Michigan hate. That's Michigan love.
Yeah, but I know what you mean. So
what do you mean?
Well, I get it.
I love me some Brady Hoke.
Stop.
R.I.P. Brady Hoke.
See, exactly.
Went too soon.
Ooh,
it was Charlie, nice time.
Charlie Villanueva tweet. No, definitely. I can see why Team Disturbed. No, he was not. No. Mm-mm. Destiny tweets.
What about the NFL tweeting who doesn't love Naruto? Oh, that was amazing. That was an amazing tweet. Too bad Disturbed didn't see it because he blocked me.
Yeah. Well, I was looking at this stuff. I kind of want to block you. I'm just saying. Whoa. I'm looking at your PS4, PS4 NBA 2K draft image when you got picked by Detroit. That's Griner-esque. That's all I'm saying. That's Griner-esque.
Yeah, that's pretty scary. That looks like Bigfoot.
Oh, there you go, stocking.
That looks like Adrian Peterson and his son.
You're stalking Tony Romo. Oh, man. I don't know what this is. Oatmeal, I think.
Oh, yeah, that's oatmeal. Yeah, now I want to block me. Okay, now I'm back.
You unblocked yourself?
Every other tweet is awesome.
What's this? The Mavs holding up the... Really? Is that really necessary?
What? I don't know where you're at.
I'm way down here where you're putting up the Mavs championship trophy. Poor LeBron.
Oh, that was very necessary.
Poor LeBron. Okay, this is making me sick. I gotta stop. All right, that's it. We're done. Next week on the TPS NFL, the Rough Riders win their playoff matchup. Night night. De los 80, la ciudad del viento, se avecina una tormenta de puro talento, rápido como un relámpago en su lanzamiento, estadística en aumento, primer MVP, y defensor del año, atacando, defendiendo, Jordan te hace daño, indiscutible líder, el guía del rebaño, mostrando su clase como un Rolls Royce, le frenó la defensa de los Bad Boys, llegó Phil Jackson, junto a Pippen, ya somos invencibles al hacer que flipen, todo pa' casita y el que quiera que se pique, que si mal se pega un mate, el tiempo no se derrite, y si no te
meto un triple. Como lo ves, MVP de las finales. Primera de seis, llorando raudales. Inicia su camino a campeón de campeones. Del 91 al 93, batió a Clyde Drexler y sus Blazers. Más tarde a Phoenix con Charles Barkley. Reyes sin corona por culpa de Michael. Michael, yo me llamo Michael. Yo me llamo Michael.
Me llamo Michael.
Michael, yo me llamo Michael. Yo me llamo Michael.
Michael Jordan.
Primera retirada, se larga Mike. Cambia triple dobles por tres strikes. Pasó por el béisbol sin pena ni gloria. El ansia de victoria volvía a su memoria. Año 95, el revuelve de un brinco. Abre piernas en el aire, no es que salte brinto. Junto a Dennis Rodman ahora arrasan con su equipo. No tiene rival.
¡Espectacular!
Récord de victoria en temporada regular. MVP del All-Star se plantó en la final. Seis batallas contra Peyton y Ken. Ganó el cuarto anillo y tú ya sabes quién. Siguiente temporada, su juego una gozada. Final contra los Jazz y anotando en la bocina. Mete 38 con fiebre y sin medicina. De nuevo la liga y quinta copa en su vitrina. Aquí no termina, la historia se repite. A Stockton y Malone en la final no tiene viste. Ellos buscan pique, encuentran una opción. En el tercer encuentro pierden de paritón. Y es que Jordan es el rey, Jordan solo hay uno. Él robó el balón en el momento oportuno. Canasta ganadora en el uno contra uno. Siempre será el mejor y lo hizo porque pudo.
Michael, yo me llamo Michael. Yo me llamo Michael.
Me llamo Michael.
Michael, yo me llamo Michael. Yo me llamo Michael.
Me llamo Michael. Michael Jordan. Como James. James Bond. Chicago campeón. El sexto anillo. Extraordinario. Sensacional.
Ay, amigo, Dios volvió a disfrazarse de jugador de baloncesto.